It was October. The weather wasn't right. Everybody was uptight. My friend called late at night and said, "Hey, there's an emergency here at home. You got to come away from whatever you're doing and get back here." I said, "What's the matter, dear?" He said, "We got bug infestation. We got a whole nation of bugs crawling all over the house." I said, "Well, what kind of louse?" He said, "Every kind of louse that you can describe. I mean, man, the vibe is just wild. They're crawling around the walls. They're having their own parties. They're taking out my applesauce from the fridge. They don't know what they did. They're just crazy bugs." I said, "Man, look, get your head on straight. It's an Indian summer. Those little bugs' parents got laid back in July. The eggs is just hatching now. That is why we got bug infestation at home. Just you leave them little suckers alone and everything will be all right." But my friend said that he didn't feel right and that I had to get straight back home. But I said, "Look, man, a similar thing happened to me way back in July. I was in Belfast, I can't remember why, and I met these two beautiful people, and we went out on the downs, and we had a party and got our heads down, and we took a photograph together, and when I got back, their image seemed to have diminished a little in the photograph." And my friend said, "Why, that's strange." And I says, "I wonder why." Then we got a phone call. Those two people had just died. So in the grand scheme of things, it don't mean a thing if you got bug infestation in the house. Now, hush your little head and don't you cry. Those little old bugs is gonna leave in the by and by. And when they get up to heaven, they'll still have eight legs. Only there won't be anybody's left."
She checks his shade of our style. Some old school revival behind that smile. His bloodshot eyes tell another story. Commitments, a 12-step plan. Arrangements, program. A telltale sign and doctor's warning. She says, "Hey, man, are you feeling alright? Why don't we stay in tonight? Get a Chinese takeaway. We'll watch a black and white movie." He says, "Hey, hon, you wanna feel alright? If you just put on that red dress tonight, take me out one more time, blazing like glory. Let's go out. Let's go. Such a little bit too easy.
lines. Cause I heard your dead girls on crime for sucking on the end of your cock 45. But if beauty's in the eye of the beholder, then I gouge out your eyes so I can hold them for longer. Take a measure of your displeasure, mix it up with danger. For a taste of the erogenous flavor.